Radio.
Conversation, folks. If you don't know, the flags are at half staff today. That's because the Democrats lost the Mueller investigation. Oh God, I gotta give it to my buddy. He's amazing. It's okay. I love you beyond words. Oh, that's why the flags are at half staff, folks, because the Mueller investigation. They lost it. Well, they never had anything to begin with. I want to get into this because this is scary. Delaware House passes this bill trending to take Electoral College votes to the popular vote winner. Because since Hillary Clinton lost, well, gotta do something. Gotta do something, you know, because she lost. I gotta do something. But is it gonna get anywhere? I don't know. A journalist accuses Twitter, again, another one, of extreme vetting and saying, okay, we're not going to allow certain viewpoints. Now, no matter what you believe, if you're a Christian and they don't like Christians, you're not going to be able to praise and worship God on Twitter or whatever the case may be. I mean, that's the problem in this country. What did they say in 1940? Americans will never knowingly adopt the socialist ideology in this country, but under the term liberalism, they'll adapt every ideology. They'll be like Russia before you know it, where you're standing in line. Okay, I don't have I got 10 tubes of toothpaste, but that's what they're handing out today. I ain't got food. My wife can't eat. I can't eat. You have Democrats that are being praised for basically. If I was to call a black person the N-word, these Democrats are doing the same thing to a Jew, and they're being praised for it. And I don't get it. I don't want to get into that because, you know, maybe we need to start. I mean, there's evidence that Fox News has actually had someone that's high up that is very liberal that's trying to get rid of Sean Hannity, and that's why they brought that the black lady in. I can't even, but she gave all the... Yeah, she gave all the answer, the questions to Hillary Clinton ahead of time.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Had a meeting with Bill about grandkids.
It's all kinds of stuff. This is how bad our country is. A veteran spent 20 years fighting a homeowners association for the right to fly an American flag. Are you freaking kidding me? In our own country, you can't even have an American flag fly. Now, we can, but when it's so windy, the way the wind blows, it about breaks it and snaps it off, so we bring it in from time to time. But, you know, remember 9/11 when you could have probably sold an American flag for $1 million because you couldn't find them anywhere? Remember that? Now, oh, my God, you're going to fly an American flag. How dare you, you American person? How dare you stand up for your beliefs. My wife has Native American in her. How dare she stand up for her Native American rights? That's racist.
I'm not going to speak for all Native Americans, but for a little bit Native American I have in me, I forgive the white people. I'm just saying.
Kristen Gillard is a presidential candidate hopeful who says that illegal immigrants should get Social Security benefits. And I'm going to get into this because it happened in Indianapolis, something that you want them to have that it's scary. That and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of. Okay, Samuel 7:22. How great you are, O sovereign Lord. There is no one like you. We have never even heard of another God like you. think about that as you're going through your day to day, and welcome to the program. And I want to thank you all so much for tuning in on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook Live on this Friday. I had some issues. I didn't get to the studio till late last night, and by the time everyone had time to fax check and do stuff, so I postponed the show tonight, folks, because I do have a full time job, you know. But I don't care what you believe. You should want to have freedom in this country. You should want to stand up for what's right. You know, New Zealand is banning assault rifles. Well, okay. What law has stopped anything? I watched a thing on counterfeit clothing and stuff. It was on Drugs Inc. And they said, we busted this crate of counterfeit goods, but there's probably 30 or 40 that get by. You know, when they bust a big thing with like 40 kilos of cocaine or 70 kilos, that's great. But there's probably 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 of those that get by. You know, it's just, you know, now that they're clamping down on pain meds, guess what? Gabapentin is being abused like crazy. Some of it's probably because, hey, they're trying to treat your pain because they can't give you the other stuff. I was talking to my doctor today because I went to see him. And he's like, we have the best medicine program in the world. The problem we have is, okay, there are things called, if you are CVS, you can't go to the pharmaceutical company and say, hey, okay, we want to get this medicine. They have a broker that brokers a deal between CVS and Pfizer for this drug. Well, it's a $50 drug. It's a $1.50 a pill drug, but I can get it for you for a dollar. I brokered a deal for a dollar. Okay. Who pockets that 50 cents? He does. And those brokers are making billions. Instead of that 50 cents coming into our pocketbook to help us, it's going to these brokers. But, oh, don't worry. Free healthcare. Everything should be, you know, college is going to be free. Everything is going to be free. Why even have currency? That's what these kids grow up in. Like I've said before in the program, my sister went to a bank. Oh, thank God, Obamacare. Yeah, we're going to have free healthcare. My sister's like, what do you mean free? Someone's got to pay for it. Oh, I never thought of it like that. Yeah. Like, I can do something for my friends. I can fix gym bays. If anyone has one, let me know. I can look at it and potentially fix it for you. It's going to take time and effort. It's going to cost me. I may not charge you as much. I may, you know, or if you got a young kid out there that's looking at drums, wanting to play, let me know. I have friends that play bass religiously. If you want to know about basses, I'll send them that person's way. Or guitars. I know tons of people that are like Steve I, basically, in the guitar world. They're that good. And they can help you decide, like I tell people for years, if you can't hear the difference, don't pay the difference. There's tons of people that play 20 guitars where all you do is hear the guitar and all the EQs are at noon and maybe a little reverb and that's it. And when it's all said and done, pick which one you like based on sound alone. 9 times out of 10, it's usually not the most expensive one. Usually it's like a cheap one, like an Epiphone or something, which are not bad guitars. But what I want to get back into is we live in this world where stuff costs. I might do something for you. I mean, like one of my friends, she came up from Alabama and had a birthday, and I made her a cake. How much do I have? I said, nothing, man. I just did it. You know, give it back. It cost me. It was free for her, but it cost me a little bit to make the cake, but I did it anyways. I did some fondant. She loved it. I said, the fondant you can technically eat, but it's mainly made to preserve the cake so it don't dry out. And she was on cloud nine. But it's one of those things that it's going to cost people. I mean, I can listen to a liberal if they can back it up. If you can tell me how a gun ban is going to keep criminals from having access to a gun, you know, if you can show me how prohibition curbed alcohol, it didn't. alcohol wasn't curbed one bit because of prohibition. Al Capone wanted it because he was making millions. But you have the Delaware House, and it's not. I don't think it's going to get passed the Senate or even passed by the signed by the governor. But they want to make it, and they've states have tried this for years, to where the Electoral College votes go to the popular winner. So if I vote for Hillary Clinton, but Trump gets the popular vote, my vote don't count. How is that fair? And I used the other example. I mean, it's not fair. You have the right. I have the right to voice my opinion. But you on the left should have the right to voice your opinion. I have the right to vote. So should every legal citizen should have the right to vote with an ID to prove you are legal, to prove that you're not voting 17 times. Common sense. So just an FYI, someone commented on my thing yesterday and good evening, a good buddy of mine, an inspiration of mine. And I can't see who's on Facebook Live or not. If I was to get on to the device that I'm shooting it from, I could find out, but so I can't really tell. So, just so you know, if you wonder if I don't know who watches, it's not till the end. And so it's like, hey, I got like 50 views or 40 views or whatever. But, everyone has a right to, I never thought I'd live in a country where people would be like, wait a minute here. Give me. And whatever happened to John Fitzgerald Kennedy? Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. One of my biggest inspirations, the guy that changed this country for the better more than anyone, was Martin Luther King Jr. He was not a politician. He changed it for the better. He wanted everyone to be the same. Not women better than men, or men better than women, or Mexicans better than blacks, blacks better than Asians, Asians better than Native Americans. He wanted everyone to be equal. He understood that we were all from the same blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. He got it. And the problem isn't a Hillary Clinton or a Donald Trump. They're in there for 2 years or 4 years or whatever. Whatever the case may be. Or 8 years. 2 years would be if something happened and they died or were killed or whatever. But what about these politicians that are in there 20 and 30 years? It's amazing how all these liberals now all of a sudden think John McCain is the greatest thing since sliced bread. They didn't like him when he was running against Barack Obama. And now if you vote for the candidate that if you vote for Donald J. Trump and he doesn't get the popular vote, your vote won't count. That's not going to ever fly. It can backfire because, they want to make voting age 16 in some states. I tell you, at 16 years old, I wouldn't have known enough to vote. What they need to do is they need to have like an applicant. They need to have like a, I can't even think of the word. But a test that lets you know what they stand for, okay? Because what scared me, there's a guy, and I want to say it's on Breitbart, but I'm not quite sure. And he's a black kid, and he goes, back when Obama was president, if you had told me why I voted for him, because he's black and I'm black, I wouldn't have lied. I didn't really know what he stood for, and that was scary. How can you? It's sort of like that. They did a whole spoof on South Park about, how can you, that huge, long, 7,000-page Apple agreement, you didn't read it? How can you sign it without, you read that whole thing? I went to AT&T when I got my phone one time. The lady said, two people before me, the person read the whole agreement, everything. Spent like an hour and a half reading it. Maybe you should to see what's in there. I'm the first to admit, I'll raise my hand. I just click. I agree. I mean, they could say that they own me. They could say that that at any moment they can come to collect an organ. I don't know. I didn't read the 5,000-page thing, the agreement. I didn't. But you know. But that's the world we're coming to. You have people. I voted for Barack Obama. Who's his running mate? John McCain. Sir. Okay, I support that you vote for Barack Obama because you have that right. But if you can't even tell me the proper running mate after you already voted, that's why Hillary lost. A huge chunk of the blacks that came out to vote for Barack Obama didn't waste their time with Hillary. Didn't vote. The problem we've had for many years is you've had a choice between dumb and dumber. Okay, well, I'm gonna put you up against the wall. You got a choice between me taking my 9mm out, my Beretta 9mm Nano, shooting you 8 times or 9 times. Well, you're probably not gonna want to be shot at all, but well, that's not what I said. You get shot 9 times or 10 times or 8 times. I'll give you 3 choices. Well, I guess I'll get shot 8 times because it's lowest number. Don't want to get shot at all. You know, well, a lot of people like me for all my voting life, well, I don't want John McCain, and I sure in the heck don't want Barack Obama. I don't want Mitt Romney or Barack Obama. I don't want Bush. I don't want Bill Clinton. I don't want any of the candidates. If I could have voted for him, Ronald Reagan was probably the only person I would have voted for. That I would, you know, I voted for the lesser of the two evils. You know, Bob Dole was the lesser of the two evils, but he wasn't right anyways. That's what a lot of people don't realize in this country. Okay, we're going to put 10 people on a 10, we're going to do a 10-meter dash or 100-meter dash. We're going to put 10 guys on the line. You get to pick, you get to vote, you get to pick for anyone you want to win. No matter what you pick, guess what? They're going to go to the end result's going to be the same. You're not going to be able to say, well, I don't want my, I want to go this way. They're going the wrong direction. They need to go this way. Well, the ribbon at the end of the track that gets torn by the person that wins the race is that way. No matter which one you select, whether you select Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John McCain, Mitt Romney, they're all going to go in the same direction. The Republicans are going to go very, very slow, but they're still going to spend and they're still going to do just like every other candidate. I mean, Donald J. Trump is lowest unemployment rate with black people. Hispanic population, the unemployment rate is low. The GDP is 4.2%. Everything's going up. I don't like the fact that he's spending. I want to cut spending, but, you know, you have all these Democrats that are coming out that, because the circus is starting. Because Kristen Gillibrand says that she wants to expand Social Security for illegal immigrants. What does that mean? She wants to be able to give illegal immigrants the ability to have pay taxes. Sounds great, doesn't it? If they work or not, they're illegal. They pay taxes. How can they pay taxes if they don't have a Social Security number? They're given a little old thing called an I-10. Look, go on YouTube and, where is it? Go on YouTube and look up claiming kids not living in the U.S. on tax returns. And there's an investigation from Indianapolis, Indiana, from RTV, WTHR, Channel 13. And what they did is this tax preparer came forward to showcase how this I-10 number, there were people that were claiming 7, 8, and 9 kids on tax returns that never lived once in the U.S. This one guy's mobile home was claiming like 4 illegal, they had 4 tax returns using the same mobile home address, 4 tax returns. He had stacks and stacks of papers. Here's a $12,000 tax return. Here's a $9,000 tax return. Here's an $11,000 tax return. Here's an $8,000 one. Here's a $13,000 one. All illegals. 99% of, basically, from what he can gather, every single one of them never stepped foot in the U.S. They're claiming nephews, nieces, aunts, all kinds of stuff as dependents. And it's at the tune of billions. And this guy goes, it's so easy. All you have to do is just put down people. If you're illegal, how can they verify that you're, it's not like, how can they verify if you're illegal that these people live with you or nothing? They can't. It's ridiculous. And it's massive. But it sounds good having undocumented workers and illegals pay taxes. But with the loopholes, I want to change my name to Juan Carlos Martinez Menendez. And then I want to start claiming people. I bet you $100 I could probably file a tax return where the address would end up being a railroad crossing. And I could probably get away with it. I saw a thing where a guy was having, he was taking checks and writing out checks, and the address on the check, he was making checks, and the check was coming out, they were giving him cash for these checks. Now they have ways to check to see if there's money in accounts and all this stuff beforehand, but what he was doing is the check was made out to Mickey Mouse and all this stuff, and they were giving him $40, $50 checks, not big numbers, but And he goes, it's so easy to manipulate. And that's the same thing going on here. They said, oh, it's easy. You can get $12,000, $13,000 tax returns, no questions asked. So easy. But no one can, but they don't talk about that. Yeah, we're going to, it sounds good. Like this Green New Deal sounds great, but, you know, we're going to eliminate every fossil, every fuel, every energy source, you know. But when you get down to the nits and grits, it's not good. It's not good. Let's make a slide with 10 grit sandpaper. Doesn't sound good to me. Someone might think it's great. Sliding down the slide that's going to tear up your pants. Well, it's going to be more durable. Okay, yeah, well, someone could say, well, I don't know why I came up with that thing, but my point is, what might be, what on what end, on one end might be great, on another end might not be, you know? It's just one of those things. That's why they don't take balloons and fill them with hydrogen anymore, because if you light a match to it, bang! I remember I went to a chemistry class that my buddy was in, and the professor had two hydrogen-filled balloons, and he would literally take a wick with a match and set those things on fire. Someone was sleeping in the class. You'd about crap your pants if you were awake in the class, let alone asleep. But, you know, people don't look at the whole circle. I mean, of course the Earth is round. If it was flat, cats would have knocked everything off a long time ago. The world is a circle. Everything's a circle. There's different viewpoints. You need to look at all, not just, oh, let's get it so illegals can pay taxes. Well, that sounds great, but then when you find out that with this ITIN number, they're claiming 20 and 30 kids. Well, I mean, I'm talking this kid's being claimed 7 or 8 times on all these different tax returns. And how are they going to find them? They're illegal. They're undocumented. They were just given an ITINS number. Who knows? Are you Juan Martinez? Well, yeah, I am, but not him. I don't know who that is. See, Juan Martinez is, okay, Jennifer Smith, yeah, that's my name. It's that common. There's probably a million people with Juan Martinez with that same name. So good luck. Crazy. And then you have this generation where no one wants to work anymore. Everyone wants to go to college. I'm going to go to college. See this right here? This is a $40,000 chair. That's right. It's made of solid gold, coated in a black gold. Yeah, this is black gold. Yeah, it's actually, the back of it, it's actually 22 karat black gold. It's specially made. Yeah, that's right. Right. Yeah, that's what I'm. Yeah, because I have this $1 million office. I got a $40,000 toilet. Yeah. No one wants to. You can become a realtor. You can become an electrician and get paid $15 an hour, $16 an hour to apprentice. And after 5 years and going to classes and stuff at night and taking classes and learning, $29, $30 being a real genuine electrician. You know, you can make good money as an HVAC certified air conditioning specialist or plumber. The guys that work on restaurant equipment make good money. You gotta work. Spend a day in my world in a kitchen. You'll work. But no one wants to work anymore. No one wants to sit on their butt and be like, okay, folks. I mean, we've had people work like a day and a half. Man, oh, how do you do it? I'm like, I had a pedometer, and I put 5 to 7.5 miles on my body every day. That's when I realized, hey, I've got a myopathy. I've got something going on. There's something wrong. You know, and when the doctor, when my muscular dystrophy doctor goes to my mom, he goes, ma'am, he probably works circles around you. He's probably doing more exercise in that kitchen than 90% of Americans. I don't think he should be able to go from here to here at the 500, no questions asked. Because I walked the same, there used to be a Bob Evans Center, walked down to the track, and he knew how far I walked, my mom goes, halfway down there, he'd be hurting. He goes, well, he should be able to walk that back and forth like 7 times, no questions asked. And that's how we found out, you know. And it's a hard life. You know, we don't have days off. You know, when you're open 24/7, 365, there is no snow day. There is no day off. You don't drop residents off on Friday and they fend for themselves for 2 days and then they come back on Monday. No, we're there 24/7, 365. No one wants to. Most people in this day and age don't want to work. They don't want to. They want to know that I come in at 6 and leave at 5, or whatever the case may be. 9 to 5, 8 to 4, whatever the case. They don't want to actually. This that's what I don't understand, this day and age of people that think that everything should just be handed to them, that they don't want to earn. I made a DIY Les Paul guitar. The kit's gotten way better. But the fact that there's no grounding for the bridge, so I had to drill the hole, and there's nicks in it. And I was like, so mad, because I wanted this perfect guitar. And the guy I made it for, Melissa, goes up to me, and she goes, was Merle Teal ever perfect? And I said, no. He told me, you're going to screw up all the time. You're going to learn more by messing up. He goes, well, there you go. Part of him is in that guitar because he was not perfect and this isn't. And she made me think about what, you know. But a part of me is in that guitar, and so is Merle. And it's the fact that when you play it, you made it. You paid for it. You built it. Kids don't, you know. We live in this throwaway plastic world where no one wants anything from their. Well, yeah, I'll take the silverware if it's valuable. If not, just throw it in the trash. I don't care. I mean, it's amazing when you work at a continuing care community and old photos. They don't, all they're looking for is anything that might have value. They don't care about, it's not about, for me, it's like, okay, wow. You know, there's so much of my mom and dad's like that my dad got when he was overseas because he was there. He lived overseas a lot of my childhood. So I didn't know my dad that much when I was growing up. When he'd come home after being overseas in Iran or Chad or Sudan or Iraq for 6 months or 8 months, I didn't know who he was. And I'd run from him, you know. And I cherish the times I have with them, and I cherish the things that they have. And, you know, and people don't do that anymore. Oh, well, they didn't want material possessions. There's no love in this country anymore. Everyone just wants... Oh, well, why have currency? College should be free. I shouldn't have to earn my way to college. Don't worry. My rich parents should just get me in. Don't worry. I don't have to earn anything. Let's just give Purple Hearts to anyone. Why not just give Purple Hearts to Americans? Hey, you're homeless. You have a Purple Heart. You survived living on the street. You didn't do anything heroic. You didn't risk your life to save our freedom. Hey, if you didn't kill anyone, you should get a Nobel Peace Prize for being peaceful and not killing anyone. Why not? Let's make, you know. But I couldn't believe when I was talking to my doctor today. Some of it I will remain confidential, of course. But, you know, but you have brokers. They're basically, okay, yeah, well, if we can get 75 cents, if I can save you 75 cents on this pill, I keep the 75 cents. Why can't these pharmaceutical companies, why can't CVS just go, hey, we want your pill, da da da. No, they don't do that. You have to go through a broker. Basically, I call it a lobbyist. That's just what we live in. That's what we live in, you know. It's in America, I don't know anymore, because a veteran had to spend 20 years to fight against the Homeowners Association to wave that flag right there that my dad fought to protect. You know, there's a photo of people stepping on that flag in Detroit. No, I think it was in New York City, and I posted on there. I said, why isn't anyone shooting? Why isn't anyone outraged? Why isn't anyone knocking them on the ground? Why isn't anyone standing up for this flag? No one, oh, it's racist to stand up for the American flag, because I don't know why it is. I don't know why this flag is racist anymore, why people degrade it. You know, I'm waiting for, when are all these liberals that said they were going to leave, when are they going to go? When is their citizenship going to be revoked? They wanted to leave. There's the one, you know, since America is so bad, send them to Mexico, send them to North Korea, let them live there. That's what I think we need to do. We need to take these college kids and for spring break, they need to go to North Korea and see how those people live. Okay, here's the book right here. Here's your four haircut styles you can choose from as a man. You have six as a woman. Okay, the dear leader will tell you what you can and cannot do. If you got to go to the bathroom, you're going to have to hold it or whatever, because you can't use the bathroom right now. The dear leader doesn't allow it. You know, why don't you send all these kids that want socialism so bad to Venezuela so that they can see how great it is? I want to get into this because this is very interesting. As many of you know in the conversation, I'm a huge medical cannabis supporter. And let states decriminalize cocaine and heroin, presidential candidate Hickenlooper says. What do you think about that? Legalize it. Decriminalize all drugs. I mean, what's stopping them from getting... I honestly think we should legalize all drugs. Educate people. Okay, the smoking rates are going down. You know, hey, cocaine's legal. It's deadly and dangerous. If you're stupid enough to take it, go ahead. I mean, what the heck? They want to get kids that are eating Tide Pods to vote. I mean, what difference does it make? Thin the herd. Hey, if you're that stupid enough to take a drug that has Drano and battery scraping, I watched a video on how they make meth. Lord help you. If you want to put that in your body, it's, you know, might as well just hand them a gun where the barrel's aimed at them when they pull the trigger. I'm just saying. One of those things. Thin the herd. I mean, seriously. Legalize meth. Am I going to instantly use it? No. And if you're smart, you won't either. Educate people. I mean, it's coming into this country by the kilo. Let's get it out of the hands of the cartels and let's get the usage down and maybe we can eliminate it like we're doing with tobacco. Granted, one thing I couldn't believe is when they said, like, well, people who start vaping are 10 times more likely to start smoking. Well, I thought the whole point of vaping was to take people who smoke, don't only smokers, and to give them an alternative to smoking. And now they're saying that, oh, yeah, well, 90% of the people that vape go back to traditional smoking. I don't know. I mean, I do believe in legalization of cannabis. I do. It's about time that this farm bill got passed, and I'm sure they're going to, I mean, you're going to have to go through 50 million loopholes to get it to where you can actually grow hemp, because that's one thing people don't realize. One thing they don't realize is you just can't grow hemp, because I'm like, oh, can I get some seeds and grow my own, you know, Charlotte's Web? No, you have to go through all kinds of, you know, depending on what state you're in and all this, so, you know, because there's still this paranoia of it, because the mind of Jamal, I was listening to him, and he's like, oh, well, you know, like, man, no one can tell me out there that, like, cannabis doesn't cause violence, you know. Yeah, and when he was telling these stories of people that, like, light up and shoot people, I'm like, I highly doubt they were having a great time. They had no intention of killing someone until they lit up, and then so, okay, now I'm going to pull a gun and shoot somebody. That's not how it goes. I don't know anyone that's like a nice person that smokes a joint and then goes, okay, now I'm going to go find my gun, and I'm just going to kill somebody for the fun of it. Because now I'm violent. He lost me on that show, and I turned him off. See, I have the ability to do that. We all have the, wow, isn't that a miracle? I turned them off. You can do that. There's, you know, if you disagree. And I agree with a lot of what he says. But the notion that, like, the guy had, I highly doubt that person had no intention. Of course he had intentions. No, he wasn't, of course he had intentions. He wasn't like, I'm just going to go and have a great night with my buddies, and then as soon as I lit the joint, oh, I better go run out to my car and grab my gun so I can go shoot somebody. That's not how it worked. It was probably premeditated. It sounds like there's people that the guy has 75 bottles of vodka and drinks them all and takes a hit of a joint, and they blame the joint. He didn't even inhale it, but he took that much of a joint. But though he had an alcohol level of 999, 5 million times the legal limit, you know, alcohol didn't play. It's just that one little piece of the joint that they got to blame, because cannabis is so dangerous and so deadly. If you think cannabis is so bad, look up Irvin Rosenfeld. Go up on YouTube. Look up Irvin Rosenfeld. Look up his book, My Medicine. Since 1982, he's been getting it. I need to get back in touch with him, because I was trying to get him on the program, but I haven't had, you know, with my brother passing and all that stuff. It's tough, and it still is, and I'm just, like, so busy and all this stuff, so it's just one of those things that it's what we do, you know? It's a battle we fight every day for freedom. So, and I want you to know that we're there, you know. We got to stay strong. If Trump's gone, you still got to stay strong. We gotta want our freedom. We're never going to be a socialist nation. Sorry to all those that want socialism. sorry, folks. Socialism ain't coming here. And sorry, folks, to any of you that wanted the toothpaste college to win, Colgate did not beat Tennessee. No, they didn't. So, but yeah, the NCAA tournament's going on and all this, and it's crazy. Crazy time of the year, you know. Everyone's into the March Madness, and you know, and it's kind of fun. So, I got about 19 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in around the world, wherever you are. You know, I love how Roseanne Barr is coming out, ripping into ABC, calling it a bleach, low-rated network. And, you know, we have this, you know, everyone calls Trump Hitler and all this stuff, but it's all these liberal networks that, oh, if you believe what I believe, then guess what? You're okay, you know, because I'm fat, but I think I'm skinny, so I'm trans fat. You know, this whole world that, like, if you don't, I just want to go to, like, some abortion rally and be like, I have the right. You know, babies are sacred, and I want to have some chick come up to me and go off, and I'll be like, well, who are you to, well, only women can have a right on a baby. Well, how are you to assume my gender? I just want to do that, you know, get into it and say, well, okay, well, some rally, some chicks go off on me. I want to go to a feminist rally and walk with them and say, what are you doing here? Well, how dare you assume my gender? You're assuming my gender just by what you see? What are you, some conservative? I just want to do that crap. Just for the heck of it. But that's me. I'm the guy that got kicked off the Hillary Clinton page. You know, but you have these networks that basically, this is our viewpoint. You either agree with it or you don't. You're either socialist, anti-Trump, supporting, you're basically a rant. Because there's five Democratic politicians that want to get back to the Iran deal. We want that back. We want to have Iran, we want to give Iran nuclear weapons. We want to give Iran nuclear weapons. But we need to get back to that deal because, you know, how dare we take away their ability to get nuclear weapons? How dare Trump? Oh, I thought North Korea was going to kill us all. Now, Trump's trying to negotiate, but it goes to show you the one-sidedness because if he would have made, they would have. See, the problem we have is, as someone on the right, because I get it all the time, and I expect that. I got a set of my own down there. You know, bring it. But you have, this is, if you don't believe like we do, bye-bye. These people don't want this socialist shoving down our throat society that everything should be good. Oh, what's wrong with North Korea? They have free everything. Well, yeah, it's free. Yeah, the government gives it to you, and if you don't give it to you, you don't have it. This, you know, this one-sidedness where, hey, we don't want you to believe. This is what, you know, there's evidence of Fox News has even had someone very high up in liberal that want to get away, that they want to, oh, we're going to keep the liberal fan, we're going to keep this conservative fan base, but we're going to slowly integrate more and more and more socialist progressives in there, just like they did in the 40s, where let's get some high-ranking clergy in the Catholic Church to support Solomonsky and his, oh, we need to have some fun. Let's have some community organizing. Let's do some community organizing so we can make South Chicago great. South Chicago is a dump. It is. I know so many people that have come here from South to get away from it. Oh, but that's, you know, when you shove this ideology down people's throats that, I don't know, that women are better than men, and, you know, well, You need to sit there and let's shove feminism. Let's have a march for women's voting rights. Then we'll have another march for women not being paid enough. Then we'll have another women's march, and we'll just keep. And then we gotta have one where Asian. We gotta have a march to so that the Asians can feel outraged and discriminated. And we'll have 50 million marches for the blacks and Mexicans and Native Americans and all this, so that they can all feel outraged. And where's it gotten us? We're all one race, the human race. They'll never forget it. But that's what they're doing in this country. How do we get a federal, how do we get a national bank in here? No one's going to want one. The Federal Reserve. How do we get socialized medicine in this country? How do we do that? How do we make this country socialist when no one's going to want it? How do we take away people's Second Amendment rights when 90% of Americans will never hand over their guns? Because there's so many people that have this idea and this notion that, guess what? Magically, if you take guns away, criminals are not going to have access, you know? I want to have a mother like to Nancy Pelosi, when are we going to ban cars to stop drunk driving? Seriously. Like, realistically, and just see what she said. I'd love to hear her actual response. Well, you're the one that wants to take away my husband's right to own a gun because psychos who are criminals who don't obey the laws, you want to... He has a gun, you know? You want to take away my husband's right to own a gun because that psycho killed people. You want to take away a law-abiding citizen's right to own a gun, but then so why don't you want to take away a law-abiding citizen's right to own a car to stop drunk drivers? Well, that's not the same. Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. It's interesting how this world has changed, and you have people that only know 9/11 from a history book, and just one of those things, how this world works. It's crazy, because people don't see that stuff. People don't see this, like this world that we live in. This is awesome. But I do see some major change with a lot of blacks and stuff waking up. I mean, because the Mueller report come out, well, it's funny because, you know, Democrats were always against Russia interfering in, you know, how dare another country interfere with our elections? Oh, but we got to make it so that you can't discriminate so that illegals can vote, because that's wrong. We don't want to have illegals voting. No. We don't want illegals voting. Sure they do. They want tons of illegals voting. Tons of illegals voting. It's okay, you know, Mexican illegals voting. That's okay to help a Democrat win. You know, if Russia helped a Democrat win, that'd be great. They would have no problem with it. But if it helps a Republican like Trump win, wah, wah, wah. So it's time to move on now, and I want to thank you all so much for tuning in for the last 10, 12 minutes, depending how much time when I get to it. I want to get into some Manchester United news, and as you know, it's the international break, and I forget, the U.S. played last night in a friendly, I forget who they played, like, I want to say Costa Rica, I'm not quite sure on that, don't quote me on that one, but yeah, it's the international break, and you know, and you're just hoping that when your players go to play for their national team that they don't get hurt or whatever, because that would stink. You know, because I remember when David Beckham came back to play for United and during the game got injured and couldn't play for England, and it was like, you know, so it's one of those things. But rumor has it now that Sancho wants a Manchester United transfer, and it's a very big hint that Sancho wants to come to Manchester United, and it's very, very interesting to see, you know, will Pogba stay? Will he go? Will it be Solskjaer? Are the Pochettino rumors, they're still out there. So it makes you wonder if those Pochettino rumors are somewhat of a reality. And I think they are. I think he is someone that, hey, well, not that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has done a bad job, but hey, this guy is an established manager. He's been there. This guy isn't really established. He's turned the team around, but is the team going to continue on this path? They've had many temporary managers that have come in just to fill till May, and they dominated, so they took them, and then the next year they tanked and didn't do anything. And maybe they want to ensure that that doesn't happen. I don't know. I still think we give Solskjaer the job, give him the chance. But, you know, if Pochettino was offered the job, I don't know. I could see that still being on the table. But I think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has done a lot, and I think he is just amazing with the youth. He's amazing with the youth and the youth development, and that's something that is United to the core. You know, so I think Sancho really wants to come to United. Mbappe, I wish we could get him, but he's basically stated no way. You know, Verratti. So it's going to be interesting to see moving forward how this whole thing progresses. And, you know, there's an Icardi swap deal possibly for $100 million. So we'll have to wait and see. I mean, the thing is when you go back to when Alex Ferguson was at United, it wasn't all candy canes and roses. We would win and we would lose, you know? So it's one of those things. And I honestly think that Zidane wants Pochettino. I really do. I think he does. And I think he'll pay it. And I don't know if we'd want to give him up. Would you want to? Lukaku, he can have him. So, Dan, we will give you, from China, Marouane Fellaini. So you can play the long ball. It works so well for us. Don't worry, Pot. Don't worry, Zidane. He should have been thrown out of the game with about 10 red cards, but hey, he wouldn't even have gotten a penalty. But it's an exciting, I'm just excited for the transfer window coming out, because I want to see who we're going to get. We're like a kid in the crib. We got presents under the tree. Like, okay, is it going to be Pochettino or is it going to be Solskjaer? I want to know who all they've contacted, who all they've gotten in contact with. Have they gotten in contact with LeBlanc? Have they gotten, you know, have they talked to Pochettino? Did they talk to Zidane? Was he very interested? But then when Ole Gunnar started to be really dominant, he said, no, you need to take him. I mean, there's a lot of talk about why did he go back to Real Madrid. It's going to be interesting to find out if he ever comes out and truthfully says, well, yeah, I actually looked once. And I think once United is, you know, I mean, if he'll ever come out and say, this is the 100% real reason why I chose to come back to Real Madrid, yada, yada, whatever the case. So we'll have to wait and see how that works. I don't know. I think, and I've said this many times, we need a central defensive midfielder. Right back, and we need some strikers. We need a winger. I've been saying we need a central defensive midfielder, CDM, for a long time. And, you know, and if we get Solskjaer, he's got to be, hey, this is what I demand. I don't want them to be, well, look at what he's done with the players he he came in with, we don't have to spend that much, and I don't want to be settling for, hey, fourth place is Champions League every year, so you know, I want to contend for titles again, and not be like, well, hey, let's, you know, I don't want to. I'm tired of having owners that are business people are just trying to make a dollar. We got one of the biggest pocketbooks, one of the biggest clubs. They need to spend money. I want to hear Ole Gunnar Solskjaer saying, "Yes, I'm getting the job, and I'm getting $400 million to spend. We're gonna get a couple good players, three or four good players, and they're gonna come in." And I'm going to work with the youth, and we're going to develop, and we're going to turn this club around further and even more and greater. That way you can have some great, great, great memories of United like we always used to with Alex. And then you would have, like, oh my God, they scored with, oh, wow. We got stoppage time. That's all we got. We got to win. We got to score in stoppage time. Nope. You know. Those, you're afraid to go to the bathroom because someone might score. Why did I have that second cup of tea? I think I had a wee bit too much tea because I gotta go to the bathroom. And guess what? You know, they might score. What the heck? And you just hold it, and then you don't wait yourself over it. We'll have to wait and see. But I think Sancho. There's too much evidence. Even going back to February, I think Sancho will be there, so I'm excited. I still think it's either Pochettino or Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. I think they're considering Pochettino just because he's an established, but I want Solskjaer. He was a Manchester United legend. He won the Champions League. I don't think he is. From all the Yeah, I think it is because they don't want it to have one. Yeah, it's called the Chicago. It's called the London Sun Times trying to sell papers. But I'm going to leave you with this, folks. Remember one thing. With a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Remember, don't ever apologize for being patriotic. Love this country and that flag. Until next time, good night and God bless. Goodbye.
Thank God. Hello. Adam wasn't watching.